Welcome to the Experience Evolution from Journey. We'll bring you insights from those in the industry, share discussions on how to best communicate and create memorable experiences for customers, and give you the best tools to thrive.
Hello and welcome to the Experience Evolution, a podcast brought to you by Journey. I am your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney, and today we are talking about not letting those long lines turn your shoppers into Grinches this holiday season. It's going to be an interesting conversation, and I am pleased to bring on our guest today, Greg Mama, who is Director of Sales Engineering for Journey. Hi, Greg. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time today. It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. And before we get into the conversation, let's get a little background, if we can, about Greg Mama and your history.
Sure, absolutely. I've been in software my entire career, which spans over 30 years at this point. And I've been in SaaS software for about the last 10 years, which is a Journey solution. Journey is actually a SaaS-based solution. So I have a lot of experience with banking and financial services, as well as with retail and with public sector applications. So that's sort of my resume of experience.
Okay, so let's dive right in. A lot of people are thinking about how do I get those holiday gift lists done? So here's the thing. Before we really go deep into how we can have better ways for shoppers and businesses alike with their experience, let's talk about how big this business is. When it comes to terms of customers and revenue, what are we looking at for the holiday shopping season?
Sure, absolutely. So retailers, the holiday season is going to be an interesting one. It's already sort of underway. We've got a variety of predictions from different industry experts about how large it's going to be and how it's going to go down. So I'll share a few of those things with you just as a start. Insider Intelligence is predicting that we're looking at just over $1 trillion in sales this year, in retail store holiday sales specifically, which makes up of over 80% of all holiday sales. So certainly over $1 trillion in opportunities for our retailers this year. According to JLL, close to 55% of consumers will say that being able to touch a product or see a person and ask for advice as part of that transaction is important. So more than half of your customers that are out are thinking that way. JLL also adds that those higher earning consumers in particular, those making $100,000, $200,000 or more, are more likely to enjoy the holiday ambiance. They enjoy that holiday shopping experience and they enjoy shopping with others and getting advice. So JLL has given us some good background information as well. About 31% of consumers actually say they don't like anything about holiday shopping in stores. That's per Civic Science. So certainly that's an interesting sort of group of people that we might want to convert to enjoying the shopping experience a bit more. And clearly what these numbers indicate is that in-person shopping is a big part of holiday sales. Some people shop in person because they like it, they enjoy the experience, and some people shop in person because they feel like they more or less have to. It's the Christmas season and they're on a short deadline. Either way, our objective is to help them improve, help a retailer improve that shopping experience.
Let's talk about when people are getting ready to do that holiday shopping. And as you said, it is an experience when you go into those stores, but we're always trying to cut down the time that we are specifically spending standing in long lines. How effective is queue management when it comes to lines, giving people the service they want, the terms they want?
Mm-hmm. Great. I think a retailer can really look at this in two ways, right? The first is for businesses that want to deliver an appointment-based experience, it makes sense to schedule an appointment, especially in a busy store, a busy type of environment. If you schedule an appointment, you're going to have a resource. You're going to have somebody that's able to help you with your purchase. If you are out shopping and you come across a store that you'd like to shop or maybe buy a gift in, that is a different experience. That's you're already in the location or close to the location and you'd like to line up for service. So that's really where queue management or line management comes in for your customers, for retailers' customers. The objective of good queue management is simply to prevent a customer from waiting unnecessarily and to give them control of the time that that they're spending while they're waiting for service with you. So the idea is you can join a line line for service in the store, but you don't actually have to physically be in that line. You could use your phone, you can use Journey to get a place in line, and then Journey would actually keep you up to date until it's your turn in line via SMS, as well as a mobile web page. So let's talk about this practically, like what actually happens. Suppose you need help picking out jewelry for your partner, but you also have gifts that you want to buy for your kids. So you show up to the store, you can see that there is a wait for help with jewelry consultations, but right next to the register, there's a QR code that says get in line virtually. So, you know, you're curious, you scan that QR code, and the first thing your phone does is it actually says, hey, why are you here? What service can we provide for you today? Since I'm there for a jewelry consultation and some other shopping, I'll tap jewelry consultation, and then my phone will tell me. It'll tell me how long the wait will be, what my position is in line, and it'll go ahead and offer me a virtual position in line if I want to wait. So as a customer, I'll go ahead and take that position in line. I'll get an SMS that I'm in line now. I'll get a position in line, and then I can head off to the kids section. I can buy whatever the gifts are that I'm going to buy for the children. And 18, 20 minutes later, I'll get an SMS that my turn is next and it's time for me to go to my jewelry consultation. So the objectives are really multiple. Number one, we want to give the customer a good experience while they're waiting. We want to give them clear guidance on the wait time, and we want them to be in control of their time in that interim. We want them to be able to do what they want to do. They aren't tied to a physical line. And obviously, you know, we want them to spend that time shopping in your store. But even if they don't, even if they decide, well, I'll go to Starbucks and wait for 20 minutes, you know, you're giving them a good experience as a brand. They're remembering that with you. So that's really what we see effective line management doing for our retail.
Post-COVID, we have seen a big shift in the terms of shopping and people not necessarily wanting to go to the store and stand in a physical line. So tell me how the virtual world is really changing the game here and how it's helping to meet the needs of shoppers who don't want to do the traditional shopping.
Yes, I think it's helping meet traditional customer expectations and some new customer expectations that have emerged really as a result of COVID. You know, there's no doubt COVID was a terrible experience, continues to be actually an experience that we live with every day. It did also create some opportunities for customers to connect with some of the brands that they trust and to establish those connections in new ways. So, for example, when COVID first kicked off, we saw brands move toward consultative services that they could deliver via a virtual meeting, like a style consultation, for example. The objective being that if I can't help you in the store, at least I can help you to figure out what it is you'd like to buy. Now we're seeing shoppers go back. We've actually been seeing that for a while now. And we have Ipsos polling from September that's showing that most Americans anyway now believe that the same activities they did pre-COVID are safe. So things like going shopping or getting a haircut. On the other hand, you know, these shoppers have also lived with almost 3 years of COVID restrictions in one form or another. And there are reminders of this everywhere. You have hand sanitizer stations in most stores. You have increased signage about cleanliness. And you have people that sometimes will still wear masks. And I don't mean that to be critical, by the way, of people wearing masks. That's certainly a choice. I think that these things taken together, they all show that people think more about hygiene than they did before COVID. And I think that's actually one of the sort of the unexplored or underreported changes in retail is how customers evaluate a brand based on the safety, their perceived safety of actually shopping there. So, I mean, let's take this one step further, right? Let's take this to the role of a customer. And here I am, I've come into your shop, and now I'm being made to stand in line with other customers for however long that wait would necessarily take. And now maybe one of the other customers in line just happens to cough a few times. Well, just the visceral sort of emotional reaction that we would have to that post-COVID is a little bit different. You know, other individuals in that line are going to hear that and they're going to start wishing that maybe they could be waiting elsewhere. Maybe they could be walking around the store. Maybe they could be not in the store altogether until it's their turn for service. So the idea is that people are much more aware of their surroundings and the hygiene in a place where they are than they used to be. And effective queue management can help address that concern as well by by allowing them to be in control of that waiting time. The customer, again, they can join a line from their phone. They can join the line from a website at home, and then they can receive an approximate time for service. So the updates along the way, all of these things are designed to help the customer engage when it's time to engage, but not create an uncomfortable or unmanageable situation for.
We're talking a lot about queuing, but are there benefits of queuing beyond line management?
Oh, yes, definitely there are. Again, let's take sort of a step back. According to Shopify, for 64% of retailers, shoppers that are acquired during your Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales, those events, they have a lower lifetime value than shoppers acquired at any other time of the year. So that the holidays actually present an interesting challenge from that perspective. It's almost impossible for a retailer to not generate new customers during the holidays because you have new shoppers coming in, but they often don't continue with that relationship. They're there to buy a single thing and then move on with their day, move on with their life. Why is that? Well, one of the reasons that we postulate could be that, they're shopping at lots of different retailers, and now those retailers are all competing to generate brand loyalty. So if your customer experience stands out as especially positive, if your customers aren't waiting in a long line, if they're getting excellent service when they get served because they're actually being served by a person who is qualified and knows what to do to address their challenge, if they purchase the perfect product that they're searching for because of that engagement, then your customer experience stands out above others that they are having during the holiday season. And the objective there, obviously, would be to increase brand loyalty. It would be to bring folks in more often to your locations and have them buy more.
We're hearing and seeing a lot of QR codes. They're in commercials now. They're kind of all over the place. How do you use QR codes?
Sure, absolutely. In the context of queuing, this is about enabling somebody to join a line. And a QR code can be easily scanned by any smartphone and then can access a mobile website. And that's exactly how the journey functionality works. So the idea is that I can walk into the store and I can scan a QR code in the store. If I get a QR code in an email, I can actually scan the QR code in the email and join the line from there. So the QR code gives you multiple opportunities, multiple ways to engage with the customer to get them to join a line. And by the way, QR codes aren't limited to just queuing. QR codes can be used for appointment setting, for events, and for other capabilities as well. So as you said, we're seeing QR codes everywhere. And this is specific to Journey. This is really the value that they bring. It's easy interactivity for a customer. They can just hold up their phone, scan a QR code, and then complete their booking process right there on their mobile.
We are hearing a lot of benefits for shoppers, but let's look at the flip side. Are these methods also, and if so, how so, are they making things better on the employee side as well?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. I think that probably what the employee would say is the number one benefit is the customer has a better disposition, right? They're they're having a better experience, so they have a better disposition and a better attitude about it, right? And that's going to make an interaction with an employee. That's just going to make it more positive out of the gate, right? But from an employee perspective, the other side of it is having to manage that queue effectively, right? And for employees, they can be very clear on whose turn it is. Any employee that's serving the queue can also help manage it. So, for example, if you get a very problematic customer or a VIP customer and you really want to move them to be served immediately, that's something that any employee who's using the solution can do. So there's appropriate flexibility to make sure that the customer has a good experience. There's also clear delineation regarding what each employee can do. So an employee would never be paired with a customer where the employee wasn't able to provide the service that the customer was actually there to receive. Another benefit is time tracking, actually time management. The time that employees spend helping each person in the queue is actually tracked by Journey. So each employee gets a utilization. We can see how busy they are based on calendar and based on utilization numbers as well. So the employee doesn't have to keep track. They don't have to log anything. The system is going to log exactly how long each meeting takes. And you can also manage breaks and other issues where employees are unavailable due to other tasks. So if an employee needs to be taken out of the rotation, you know, maybe they can't serve the line because they're going to lunch, or maybe they have to do some work in the stock room. You can take an employee in and out of the queue very easily. So from a management perspective of who's on first, who's available to serve the queue and who's not, that is something that's made very simple and straightforward with Journey.
As we're wrapping up, Greg, a lot of great information here, but some key takeaways you can give us?
Yeah, happy to. So I think there's three things that we'd want folks to walk away from this conversation with. Number one, personalization is important, and personalization is possible, whether someone comes into your store and ultimately wants to wait in line, or whether they want to schedule an appointment with you. So queue management, by its nature, waiting in line feels a little bit impersonal. And we are helping our retailers attempt to make that feel like a more personal experience by keeping the customer up to date. Probably the second takeaway would be the opposite of that. It would actually be scale. One of the big challenges that we see, particularly with the largest organizations in the world, I mean, there's some very big organizations out there that manage hundreds of thousands of people. And I one of the challenges we see is scale. There are just not a lot of solutions out on the market that can really manage at that scale. I can't manage 30, 40,000 employees unless I'm using a solution like Journey to actually manage appointments for that. So scale is another thing we see. The larger customers all have some very high expectations around performance and scale. And probably the third takeaway would be that the information that you collect during queue management, during appointment management is actually really valuable information, because it allows you to directly measure ROI against those transactions. Rather than having somebody guess, oh, that particular opportunity or that particular sale was worth this much and put it in afterwards, that can be automatically tracked. Journey can tell you when an employee is being overutilized or underutilized. Journey can tell you which locations are overburdened with appointments and line management, for example. So the idea is to learn every day from your queuing and appointment experiences, and then to apply those lessons to continually improve the customer experience. I think those would be three things I definitely want to leave in the minds of our listeners today. So thank you.
Thank you, Greg. A lot of information. Don't let long lines turn your shoppers into Grinches this holiday season. That has been the topic at hand. And of course, Greg, you've given some wonderful information there. Greg Mama, Director of Sales Engineering for Journey. Thank you, Greg, for your time. And I know a lot of retailers, shoppers alike will be happy with what's going on and the trends that we're seeing, especially going into the future, to make things easier for everybody.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you again, Greg. And thank you so much for listening to The Experience Evolution, a podcast brought to you by Journey. Of course, you can visit their website to learn more about Journey and what they offer. Thanks again for joining us. We hope to see you soon.